Welcome to Ego Netcast live stream. My name is Martin Lindskog. I am Martin Lindskog. And this will be try to be a short and sweet session. And then it will be edited and become episode 134 of Ego Netcast podcast. I will take a sip of tea here. Cheers. It's 7 a.m. in the morning here, Central European Time, Friday, and it's around 10 p.m. Pacific Time in California, in the United States of America. And that's why I have this thing about Tor and Torsdag, still first day in America. And I will ventilate a bit with Tor's hammer, Mjölnir, and I have a note card here. I'm showing that now on the live video on the camera. We'll include that in the show notes also, the model note card. So the title is Pravda and Propaganda TV. And I did a reel on Instagram and played the music called Dr. Mabuse by the group, synth-pop group, synth-wave group, Propaganda from Germany. So this play with words and music. And Dr. Mabuse is a character in Fritz Lang's movies. And Pravda is truth in Russian. And it was a communist state-owned bulletin newspaper in Soviet Union. And recently it came out some news that I will talk about here. And the caricature that you see on the reels, and I will do an Instagram photo also with the notes and the note card, is a caricature of me with the cap that I'm wearing here now on the live, and my face that Young Cox, a fine artist and cartoonist, have captured so well. And it was funny when we're doing this as a profile photo or caricature for myself, and then turned into the artwork, podcast artwork of Ego Netcast with the radio and myself holding the radio as a caricature. Then it was spelled Ego Cast Net, and I saw that later on. So, but still keeping this because, yeah, it's a nice work of art and process and progress of developing an artwork and podcast artwork. So I wanted to include that. And you could cast the net, the word netcast is coming from the word broadcast. And we'll talk about TV now and radio and podcasting. So the broadcast to the masses or to big public. And you could call maybe my podcast as a narrow, niched media. So, and then you have a podcast for capsule. So, it's interesting with that word casting. So, in the news, company outfit in Tennessee called Tenet, T-E-N-E-T, Media, has been in the news. And I've been wondering about that. When you go to the site, and I will include that in the show notes so you could make up your own mind, read the text and the description, how they use words and how we describe their service. And then they have some, I think it's six individuals that they are promoting that have their own often podcast and or TV show, and they're active on social media. And they are leaning, you could say, to the right. And some are conservatives. One that I like here, that I had here on the note card, is Dave Rubin. That was very rational in the past and had interesting interviews. And now you could wonder a bit. He has now said that he's openly, I think, religious and Christian. Back in the day, he was more open to rational ideas and a secular individual. So, and then another character called Tim Pool, but often he doesn't have a cap, he often has a hat on himself. There have been rumors now, and it have been, you could say, a lawsuit, I think, about how this operation is financed and who's behind it. If you go to that site, Tenet Media, again, check out about the company or contact persons or pictures of people behind this media company. Could you find any? And again, read the text and make up your mind about the style and so on. So I wonder about that. And so I will include an article in the show notes to the Wired magazine that talk about this, how the support of these individuals, I think it's six individuals, have been a huge sum of money coming from Tenet Media to these to publish stuff. And that's, in a way, it's not nothing wrong with that, or strange if you have like an agreement or contract or whatnot. The thing is, who is behind this Tenet Media company? And you read that in the Wired magazine. And then it's this lawsuit. They don't mention Tenet Media, but they talk about how these individuals could be influenced by an outlet called Russia Today, RT. They have two letters, R and T, black letters and a green background. And maybe you have seen that on YouTube and other places. I remember, I could say that as a footnote, I saw a video there by RT about bartering system in farmers and cattle and whatnot with silver, and that I thought was pretty interesting in Texas. But you should note that this is controlled by Russian state, and that's why I said this in the title, Propaganda TV, and also used the word Pravda, the truth, the former propaganda bulletin from the Soviet Union. And now today we have Russia Today that pour in lots of money, funnel it through a media company in Tennessee. And then how will the independent mind be there of these six individuals? That's a question to ask. They have done statements by themselves, and you, again, you make up your own mind if they are forced to say certain things about Russia or not, topics coming up, or if they are independent voices. And again, who is behind that media company? That could be interesting. And what's the purpose and what's their intention and their goal? That you could ask. And I want to also make a note here about this guy, Tucker Carlson, that was at Fox News. And now he has his own show. And he recently went to Russia and have a so-called interview with Putin. Maybe this now could be something to think about, how that have been arranged. And I know friend, and also talking about cartoonist Bosch Fostin, he did a post there about Tucker Carlson's mail bag, as he called it, and what's going on there. So something to look into that in the future. And again, when I have this, and I will take another sip of tea, cheers, to that I could ramble on, but I will try to make it short and sweet, and I will come to that also why I'm doing that. And I will see here, it's live on YouTube, Facebook, and hopefully also on LinkedIn. And I will end here on what you could think about that when now you could be critical to this media company and have a question about these individuals and what kind of content they are creating and publishing. If they get this huge amount of money that are funneled in one way or another through Russian propaganda machine. But with that said, how are the media landscape nowadays in, for example, Sweden? The main outlet here is called Sveriges Radio and Sveriges Television. So that's the Swedish radio and Swedish television. And that's a public service TV. And the thing with that is that is taxed, financed by taxes, Swedish citizens, directly. You can't pick, choose, decide yourself. You have to support it by taxes. And their reason for that is that they have an audio, air quotes, objective or independent or neutral TV and radio. And that you could figure about and think about and tinker about. If it's state-owned, state-financed by taxes, and if you look at the leadership and management, that you could think about that. I will include that and see if I could find anything in English. But look at, for example, the chairman and his party book, as I say, his interest, and whatnot. I want to end on a happy note or positive note and say that, like, the characters and the satire and the humorist and parody and stand-up comedy, there I see alternative in a positive way to the state-owned controlled media and the left-leaning in this, in the case here in Sweden. So with that said, I want to do a short comment also on the schedule. As I said, now this is pretty early in the morning for me. I want to do this because it's still 10 p.m. around that in California time, or left coast time, to joke, to be tour's day. And I will see here how I will do that in the future. I want to do 3 times a week doing some kind of live here on, as I said, using Boomcaster. That will be, I will edit it and doing a podcast episode 134 of EgoNetcast, going out to YouTube, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And when I started Boomcaster here, I saw some other thing that you could do, distributed it, or like a destination. I have to check what that was. I will talk to my contact there at Boomcaster. That's interesting. So, thinking of doing that here on Thursdays American time, then Friday morning here, and then on Tuesday tech with tea, also drinking tea at the same time. That will also be then the next day in Swedish time on Wednesday morning, and then doing a Saturday siesta again American time. That will be in the afternoon then California time or Pacific time. And it will be around midnight Swedish time, going in the weekend on to Sunday there. So we'll see how that will play out. And I don't have support, and I don't want to have that from the Russian state-owned companies. I want to have it voluntarily by individuals. So I will include in the show notes also how you could support me. For example, Captivate, that I have my podcast here, EgoNetcast, they have a nice feature with a support page that you could send a donation that goes through Stripe. So I will include that in the show notes, a support page, if you want to support my work. And I will, again, on Tea Party Media podcast, I will continue to talk about value for value. So with that said, I will take another sip here of tea and talk to you soon. again. Cheers. Bye for now.